I mean it, Mama. I've had it. Now, I'm not a kid anymore. I don't need you to tell me what I can do or what I can't do. Now, you messed up your life, but you're not gonna mess up mine. How you like my scene, Mama? Wasn't that great?
It's good, son. It's darn good writing. Go ahead, finish it.
All right, now this is the last speech just before the curtain.
Ready?
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right, that did it. Now you don't want to take me seriously, so I'm leaving. But before I go, let me tell you one thing. I tried to be a good son. I really did, Mama, but you didn't want a son. You wanted a slave. That's right, Mama, a slave. You wanted me to do what you told me, when you told me, and how you told me. And don't look at me like I'm crazy, because I'm not crazy. I just don't want to be your slave. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
Raj, you're crazy, man. We got him, Mrs. Thomas.
Will you guys let me go?
Yeah, Mr. Thomas, tell me he doesn't have to be a slave.
Easy, Conta, easy.
Wait a minute, fellas. Let him go. Let him go. He's just acting out a scene he wrote. Oh, wow. What a great actor, Raj.
Yeah, you sure had me fooled. I really thought you were crazy. I mean, how are we supposed to know? We came along and saw you screaming at your mother.
Rerun.
Yeah?
Either kiss me or let me go.
Rod, is that the scene from Miss Collins' class?
Of course.
Did you boys write one too?
Uh-uh. See, the class covers all kinds of theater art, so I'm gonna sing something.
Hey, that's wonderful. What are you gonna sing?
Hey, hey, hey.
How does that go?
You are the sunshine of my life. Hey, hey, hey.
Dwayne, your singing is driving me right into the other room. The kitchen.
Rerun. Don't look now, but he's in for a big disappointment. I'm defrosting the refrigerator, and I put all the food in the pantry, and he won't find a bite. Oh.
You've been hit.
Rerun.
It's awful. You should see it. This huge white box just sitting there with nothing in it.
Rerun.
They left nothing.
Oh, Rerun, I'm defrosting the refrigerator. Wait here, and I'll see if I can scrape up a couple of Twinkies for you.
Thanks, Mrs. Thomas. Mm.
Don't mention it.
Sorry I got so upset. It's just that I missed my lunch today.
Why didn't you have lunch?
I did, but the second it was gone, I missed it.
Rerun, what are you doing for the theater arts class?
Well,
You didn't prepare anything, right?
Right.
You're gonna get another F, Rerun.
I know it, and I'm sick of it, too. Do you know what it's like to see a report card full of Fs?
No.
You start thinking every subject ends in F, like history, biology, chemistry, and algebra. I'm not even good in gym.
Rod, why don't you let Rerun play that part in your scene? You'll get an A for writing it, and his project can be acting in it.
Hey, Raj, that'll do it. Great idea, Dwayne.
I don't know, Rerun.
I won't mess it up, Raj. I promise. I'm a good actor. Just give me a chance.
Here you go, fellas. Here are the Twinkies.
Hold it. You want acting? I'll show you acting. Ooh, ooh, stay back. Ooh, you dirty rats. Don't you put your pinkies on my Twinkies. Stand back. Stand back or I'll cream ya.
Theater was called the Globe Theater. And speaking of globes, Frederick. Frederick, can you name five plays that were written by William Shakespeare?
Romeo and Juliet.
Good.
That's two.
That's one.
That's right. Macbeth.
That's two.
How about the one where the guy talked to his father's ghost in the castle?
Hamlet.
That's three.
No, Frederick. That's two. I gave you Hamlet.
Thank you.
Sit down, Frederick.
So all he wrote was three plays? What's the big deal?
Wayne?
Huh?
How many plays did Shakespeare write?
Let's see. Three. let's see. Three. Three.
Frederick, Shakespeare wrote 37 plays.
37.
Frederick?
Yes, Mrs. Collins?
Roger tells me that you're going to be acting in his scene.
Yeah, I play the crazy slave.
Well, I hope you learn the part, Frederick, because you have an F average and you're going to need an A in this one in order to pass the course.
Don't worry, Miss Collins. I'll learn it and I'll be good.
All right.
See you later.
Oh, Roger, may I speak to you for a minute? Roger, I thought you might be interested in knowing that the producer of Happy Times, the TV show, is an old friend of mine, and he's agreed to come down here and see the class projects.
No kidding? That's terrific.
And if he likes your scene, who knows? It might be a chance to write for Happy Times.
All right. Wow, Miss Collins, thanks a lot. Thank you. You're terrific. That's a show about a black family. I know a lot about black people. I was raised by a black family.
Roger, calm down.
No, I'm calm. I'm cute as a cucumber.
See, it's gonna be terrific. See, for the beginning, I'm gonna do this. See? And then for the high part, I'm gonna do this. See? And then for the low part, I'm gonna do like this. Get back. Get back. Jam. See? And then for the finish, I'm gonna do this spin. And then if they really like it, I'll wrap it up with an encore.
If they like it, you should wrap them up with a straitjacket.
That's vicious.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Raj.
Sorry I'm late. We were rehearsing.
Well, how's Rerun coming along with the play?
Not perfect.
Well, can he act?
Rerun, fat chance.
Will you mind your own business? No, the truth is, he has a lot of talent, Dwayne. It just has to be developed. You know, he needs the proper guidance, a little nurturing. He's more like a diamond in the rough.
That bad, huh?
I wouldn't say he was bad.
He stinks.
That's what I would say.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Rerun.
There he is, the great actor, Sidney Portley.
D, with light through yonder window breaks. It is the east. And you are the sun.
And you are the moon.
D.
The full moon.
Enough. Now knock it off.
You guys are gonna be proud of me. I learned to sing. Wait till you hear this. Ooh, ooh, that's right, Mama. Ooh, ooh. You wanted me to be your slave? Ooh, you wanted me to do what you told me, when you told me, and how you told me. Ooh, don't look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I just don't want to be your slave. Ooh, don't look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
I know you're lousy.
That's because I'm hungry.
What about rehearsal?
Haven't you ever heard of starving artists? Wow, he is bad.
Yeah, and there's a TV producer coming over to see my scene, Dwayne. He's gonna blow my chances. My one in a million shot, my big break, and Rerun's gonna blow it for me.
What are you gonna do, Rod? You can't replace him.
I don't know. He's counting on the mark. If I replace him now, he'll get an F in theater arts. Then I'll get an F in friendship.
You're willing to blow your big chance at impressing a television producer and maybe even getting a job in TV and making a fortune and becoming famous, all for the sake of a friend.
Well, we're never that close.
Here you go, Rerun.
Thanks, Shirley. Hey, Shirley, this is a 3-minute egg. I ordered a 5-minute egg.
So don't eat it for 2 minutes.
I'm not hungry. Take it back.
Oh, I can't do that. I have no idea where that chicken is.
Look, Shirley, I'm upset.
Oh, yeah. Your upset stomach.
Watch it, Shirley. I don't need your big mouth.
Well, then how would you like my little hand up against your head?
Come on, Shirley. I got a problem.
Well, when Roger and Dwayne come, they'll cheer you up.
No, they won't. Roger's the problem.
Well, what'd he do?
He kicked me out of the play.
Why?
He said I couldn't act my way out of a hefty bag.
That's too bad. What do you want for dessert?
You don't care anything about me at all.
I'm a waitress, Rerun, not a nurse. Now, you want food, you come here. You won't care, check into the county general.
Hi, hi, hi.
Oh, hi, guys.
What's happening, Shirley? Hey, Rerun.
Hello, Dwayne.
Hi, Rerun.
Hello, Dwayne.
Hello, Rerun.
Hi, Rerun.
Hello, Dwayne.
Hello, Rerun.
Oh, what do you guys want?
I want an orange soda, bring Dwayne a grape soda, and give him a separate table.
Got it.
Rerun, I know how you must feel, but that was the only thing I could do.
A friend does not kick you out of his play and make you get an F in drama.
Look, put yourself in my shoes, Rerun.
Raj, that's your favorite pair of shoes.
Will you shut up?
All right, Raj, I guess you're right. I'll just get an F and you'll get an A. Nobody cares about me anyway.
Rerun, there's a producer from Happy Times gonna be there.
I know it would be hard for you, but if I fail, it may be the end for me. We're friends, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Well?
You're back in the play.
Raj, thanks. I mean it.
Hey, girls, gather round. Listen to what I'm putting down. Hey, baby, I'm your handyman. I'm not the kind to use a pencil or rule. I'm handy with the slogan, I'm no fool. I fix a broken heart, I know I really can. If your broken heart needs repair, then I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, tell all your friends, they'll come running to me. Here is the main thing I got to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken heart, I know I really can. Get back! Karma, 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 karma. They'll come running to me. Here is the main thing I got to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. Fix broken hearts, I know I really can. Karma, 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 karma. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Karma, 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 karma. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Karma, 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 karma.
Mr. Michaels, would you like to make a comment?
Hey, I thought it was terrific. You know, there are a lot of ways to go with that song, and he took them all. Nice job, Don.
That's great.
Thank you. Now, class, do we have any comments on Dwayne's performance? I think I should remind you that part of your marks are based on criticism of performance. Now, if you want to improve your marks, I suggest you express an opinion now. Yes, Frederick?
I felt that Dwayne sang a song.
Would you care to expand on your criticism, Frederick?
Well, yes. I felt that he was very good and very creative, and he put certain notes in that no one ever thought to use before. but it was good.
Thank you. And now, class, an original play. A scene from the life of a teenager. Featuring Frederick Stubbs as our leading actor, Diane Harris as his co-lead, and written and directed by our very own Roger Thomas.
Yay! Woo. Thank you. Okay, actors, take your places. Mr. Michaels, you're gonna love this. Oh, can I call you Ron?
Sure, you can call me Ron, but my name's Paul.
I'm sorry.
Come on, Roger, let's go.
And action.
Hello, Mama. I'm home.
How was school today, son?
Not bad, but I flunked my math.
Oh, you flunked another test?
Yeah, that's right, Mama.
Why?
Because I'm sick of school and I'm quitting. I'm not a kid anymore.
Not yet.
I'm not a kid anymore, not yet.
It's not that line yet.
It's not that line yet. Gee, Raj, I don't remember that.
You don't say I'm not a kid anymore yet. That's the next line.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
Oh, Mrs. Collins, can we go back a little?
Hey, let's start from where I kissed Mama.
Rerun! Mr. Michaels, it's a good play, really. It just has a few rough spots.
Roger, why don't we start from Diane's last line? Diane?
Oh, Miss Collins, I don't think I should have to do this with Rerun. He's just gonna ruin my chances of getting an A.
How would you like me to ruin your chances of getting home?
Oh, yeah, you just...
Stop it. That's enough. Now just do the scene. You'll be judged on your own work, Diane, and he'll be judged on his. Now, Roger, where do you want them to pick up from?
Rerun, take it from you're sick of school and you're quitting.
You're sick of school and you're quitting.
I'm quitting!
Not now, Roz, this is your big chance. He's the producer of Happy Times.
Just a minute, class. Settle down. Now, I know we're all sorry we didn't see the finish of Roger's play. And I think we ought to thank Mr. Michaels for taking time from his busy schedule to come and visit with us.
Right on.
That will be all for today. Roger, may I speak to you for a minute? Roger, I want you to know that despite what happened, I thought your writing and directing was very good.
Oh, thank you, Miss Collins. What about Rerun?
He was terrible.
No, he wasn't. He did it exactly as I directed him.
So please give Roger a chance to write for Happy Times, Mr. Michaels. He's a great writer.
It's really nice of you to want to stick up for your friend.
I mean, I'm the one that spoiled it. I'm a lousy actor.
Oh, that may be true. In fact, that is true.
Oh, really, Roger? I know you're a good friend of his, but he made a lot of mistakes.
Mistakes? No, that was our device. We were creating the theater of reality. He did the lines just as I wrote them. And I even played a part.
You did?
Sure. And you thought Rerun was making mistakes?
Wasn't he?
Of course not. And I call that pretty good acting if he could fool you.
Wonderful acting.
And pretty good writing, if I have to say so myself.
Excellent writing.
Almost brilliant.
Almost.
Between you and me, he may be an okay writer for high school, but he'll never be good enough to write for Happy Times.
Are you kidding? Not good enough to write for Happy Times? I didn't know they wrote that show. I thought they made it up as they went along. I wouldn't let Raj waste his time on that junk.
Relax. What do we get?
Oh. Well, you'll both get exactly what you deserve.
That's not fair.
A's. You both get A's.
Is that all?
Listen, I gotta run now, but call me sometime. We'll have lunch.
I want to talk to him.
He had to run.
But he didn't even say what he thought of my scene.
But he did say something.
What'd he say?
He said he thought your scene was great. And he thought your writing was fantastic.
Oh, congratulations, Roger.
Thank you.
I guess Mr. Michaels really understood what you and Frederick were trying to do in the theater of reality.
The what of what?
There he goes again. Great.
Frederick, both you and Roger will be getting A's.
I'm getting an A? I must be dreaming. No, I must be crazy.
You're not crazy. You got an A.
Oh, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. Goodbye, Miss Collins. Goodbye, Raj. Hello, Hollywood.
You know what I'm talking about? You see, I want to be remembered for my writing. I want something that I wrote to be read after I'm gone.
You mean like your will?
No, Dwayne, I'm talking about classic love stories. You know, like Anthony and Cleopatra, Napoleon and Josephine.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
You don't understand. Read this rerun. It's a classic love story about Christopher Columbus and Queen Isabella.
This is great, Raj.
Raj, I didn't know that Christopher Columbus and Queen Isabella had a thing.
Neither did the king. But why do you think she gave him 3 ships and sent him to the end of the world? Hi, Mama.
Hello, Queen Isabella. Thank you for the ships.
What is wrong with you?
He's acting. Oh. Like a fool.
Dean. It was great, Mrs. Thomas. Raj got an A for writing and directing. Rerun got an A for acting, and I got an A for singing.
Well, I think that's great. 3 A's, huh? Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as you're the triple A, why don't you get a tow truck to pick up Rerun?
Now, you stop that, Dean. Hey, I think you fellas should be proud of yourselves.
We are, Mom.
We're gonna have a big future in the theater of reality.
What's that?
Oh, the theater of reality is when you get people to believe in you and not know you're acting.
Oh, I get it. So you were doing the theater of reality the other night.
When was that?
It's not important.
You remember the other night when Mom asked you if you had a girl over and you said no and she believed you? Remember?
See, anybody can do it. Let's go.
Roger, you're not leaving this house.
Anger! Fantastic!
Roger!
Calling! Brilliant!
Roger, you get back!